ATV's motor company reports Q3 FY25 results. Net profit rose by 4% to 618 crores. TV's motor company announced its financial performance for Q3 FY25, showcasing robust growth across key metrics. The company achieved significant milestones in revenue, profitability, and sales volumes during this period. TV's motor company Q3 FY25 results. Metric Q3 FY25 Q3 FY24 growth. Operating revenue 9,097 crores 8245 crores plus 10%. EBITDA 1,081 crores 924 crores plus 17%. EBITDA margin 11.9% plus 70 bps. Profit before tax, PBT, 837 crores 776 crores plus 8%. Net profit 618 crores 595 crores plus 4%. Total sales 12.12 lakh units 11.01 lakh units plus 10%. Motorcycle sales 5.56 lakh units plus 6%. Scooter sales 4.93 lakh units plus 22%. Electric scooter sales 0.76 lakh units 0.48 lakh units plus 57%. Three-wheeler sales 0.29 lakh units. Revenue and profit growth. TV's motor company recorded a 10% increase in operating revenue, reaching 9,097 crores compared to 8245 crores in Q3 FY24. The company's operating EBITDA surged by 17% to 1,081 crores, up from 924 crores in the same period last year. The EBITDA margin stood at its highest ever level of 11.9%, reflecting a 70 basis point improvement. Profit before tax, PBT, climbed 8% to 837 crores despite a 41 crore fair valuation loss on investments, compared to a 6.5 crore gain in Q3 FY24. Strong sales performance. The company's total sales, including exports, rose by 10%, with 12.12 lakh units sold in Q3 FY25 compared to 11.01 lakh units in Q3 FY24. Motorcycle sales increased by 6% to 5.56 lakh units, while scooter sales grew by an impressive 22%, reaching 4.93 lakh units. Electric scooter sales surged by 57%, with 0.76 lakh units sold compared to 0.48 lakh units in the previous year. The company reported three-wheeler sales of 0.29 lakh units during the quarter. 9-month performance highlights. For the 9 months ending December 2024, TV's motor company achieved a 13% growth in operating revenue, which rose to 26,701 crores from 23,608 crores during the same period last year. The operating EBITDA increased by 21% to 3,121 crores, while PBT grew by 19%, reaching 2,517 crores. Net profit after tax, PAT, stood at 1,858 crores, reflecting a 16% growth. The company's total two-wheeler sales grew by 14% to 34.29 lakh units. Scooter sales increased by 19%, while electric vehicle sales rose by 40%, reaching 2.03 lakh units. Key launches and achievements. During the quarter, TV's motor company launched multiple products, including the TV's Raider RGO variant, the TV's Apache RTR164V with updated suspension and graphics, and the TV's RTX D4 engine at the 2024 Moto Thule Bike Festival. The company also introduced the TV's iCube electric scooter in Nepal and Sri Lanka. The company's chairman emeritus, Mr. Venu Srinivasan, received the Lifetime Achievement Award from the AIRT Awards for Corporate Excellence. Additionally, TV's Jupiter 110 won Scooter of the Year awards from J Gran High Tech and Autocar, While TV's Apache RR310 earned recognition as the two-wheeler variant of the year. Sustainability initiatives. TV's motor company published its first sustainability report aligned with the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, CSRD, framework, reinforcing its commitment to sustainable mobility. Final thoughts. TV's motor company has had a successful Q3 FY25, with robust growth across multiple areas including revenue, profitability, and sales. Their performance is driven by strong sales of motorcycles, scooters, particularly electric, and three-wheelers. The company also showcased progress in product innovation and sustainability efforts. With significant growth in both the quarter and the nine-month period, TV's Motor is well positioned for continued success, reinforcing its leadership in the automotive sector. Disclaimer: this blog is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as financial advice or any buy/sell recommendations.